Turn up Don, the radio, man.
Don, we're going to start. I don't want to fool you.
Put your microphone in position, Don.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't want to pretend that we're not on air. So.
Right.
So just.
Is it undecided? No, that's not it.
Undecided.
No, that's not it, is it?
It's not undecided. That's Harry Living James in a elevator. From the 30s. Don, we're going to start.
Right.
So,
what about the music?
Well, Don, you said you had some a new theme song. Well,
No. I just suggested. I said
why
I
did
haven't...
you? Because we.
Well, I just thought it satisfied. You know, be what you want to do. Be what? What was the song? Greatest Hits.
I faded that down myself. That was good, wasn't it? So we've still got our equipment, mind you. We'll have to speak to the man. We've still got our equipment away, getting repaired. And so that's Maxine singing Get Right Back to Where We Started From. So you ring me up, Don, earlier in the week. We're on now, Don.
Yeah,
Don?
Okay.
You ring me up earlier in the week and you say, hey, listen. And I thought, shit, this is going to be a revelation. You said, I've got a new song to play before we start. And I said, why are we going to play a new song, Don? This is a theme. I'm still playing it, am I? Now, this is a theme. You don't change. It's like having the Olympic rings, turning them into squares and having the Olympic squares. This is our theme. Why would you change it?
Okay, well, don't change it.
Well, why did you think it was worth a phone call from down where you
well,
live?
Well, I was listening to the Master's Apprentices.
Well, give us it. How's it go?
Well, the chorus is do what you want to do.
We'll sing it.
Be what you want to be. Do, yeah. Now, I don't know what the song's called.
Do what you want to be. Do what you want to do.
Is it under? Yeah. Is that?
Yeah.
That's the chorus.
Is it? So why is it better than what we do?
It's a sign of the time back in the 60s, you know, when we were coming out of being told what to do. We're productors of the 60s, you and I.
Productors.
Well, we're products, you know. You went and dyed your hair and put little tints and everything. You were a product of the 60s. You were rebelling against your upbringing and you're a little bit
What's
different.
What's that got to do with
well,
that? Get right back
well,
to where we started from with Maxine. That's people, when they hear that music, they say, here comes the podcast on. Incidentally, I was I was having a coffee, and this was a woman, I can say that. She wasn't a person, she was a woman. I could tell she was a woman. She was an attractive-looking woman. And she said, I love the podcast. And I said, oh, wow, do you? I said, well, give us your name. And she said, oh, I don't think I want to give him a name. She said, it might be embarrassing to my friends. I said, what's your first name? She said, Nola.
Nola, okay.
Nola, and she's an interior designer, Don.
Not Lola.
What?
Lola or Nola? What did you say?
I said Nola.
Okay, thank you.
Why did you say Lola?
Well, I didn't understand. Lola, Nola.
Or Pola. Could be a polar bear or roller or
roller.
Nola, her name is. I said, what's your surname? She said, oh, I shouldn't give him a surname.
Oh, now don't embarrass her. Listen, you've got a problem. No, but I've learned. Don't tell you anything in confidence. There is nothing in confidence, off the record or anything. Oh, yeah, righto. Now, Nola doesn't want a surname mentioned,
that's right.
So don't do it.
Well, Nola Remmers. Oh,
no, you're taking a bit of a rise out of Nola.
I used the surname Remmers. I take that
See,
back.
That's exactly. See, you make out it's a mistake, but you did it intentionally.
Nola Remmers.
Yeah,
sorry, Nola. I said I wouldn't use your surname. Anyhow, she's an interior...
You're a bastard. You are a bastard.
She's.
I'm not telling you...
How are you, Rocket?
Good.
Where is it?
Good.
Be more ebullient than that, please. I mean, if Don's going to be down, I want you to be up.
I'm all right.
First of all, he's complained about the theme song and me calling Nola. I shouldn't have used a surname because she said it's a bit embarrassing, Remmers. So she's an interior designer, Don. Do you need any interior designing done?
No.
She's got a website, I think. I looked her up.
Is she single?
What?
Is she single?
I didn't have that conversation.
You would have. You would have.
I did.
Did you have a ring on?
A big pun?
Did you have a ring on?
That wouldn't stop him.
Thank you, Don.
Wouldn't stop you.
I didn't check.
Who's cooking for you at the moment?
I'll get Nola to cover it. No, what?
Are you cooking at the moment?
Oh, here we go.
No, we're not, Don.
Oh, here we go.
No, Don.
Oh.
Don. Oh. You stupid.
No, no. Fuckwit. We've just let. Oh.
No, we haven't. The Rocket asked who's cooking for you.
And no, you.
And I, it was a throwaway line. I should get Nola because we were speaking about Nola. But the Rocket says, who's cooking for me? Now, that's a very interesting question.
Oh, I know exactly what you're eating.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. So tonight you're having chicken and mushroom risotto.
Where'd you get that?
The next night you're having chicken and
don't
chorizo
go through
paella.
My papers. Give me that
then
back here.
Atlantic salmon and then
so
salmon
who's
risotto.
Cooking it for you?
Just a minute,
then
Don.
On Thursday, korma, lamb, curry and rice.
Who's cooking it?
And
then on Friday, this is the big night, roasted beef fillet and roast vegetables with mushroom sauce.
This is the way to a man's heart.
How good's that?
Oh, wow.
Have a listen to you two. Heckle and Jekyll have finally got their act together.
I'd hog tie and quarter. No, I wouldn't quarter her. I'd hog tie her and tie her down. Keep her.
Nola.
No, whoever's cooking.
Don, you fuckwit. He has stolen my papers out of my briefcase. I've embarked on a food delivery service.
Jason Johnson's cooking for him. Remember him from Essendon?
Who is?
Jason Johnson.
Dynamic?
Mm.
Is that him?
He owns it.
He's
a great guy. He's actually almost a world-class amateur golfer, Jason Johnson. I think I got the right man.
No, the bloke who played on the half-back flank for Essendon.
He's a fantastic golfer. Down at. Why don't go through my papers.
Too late.
I thought there was a female cooking it.
Well, dynamic. Anyhow, I've got
no,
a.
No, it's good to. Yeah, it's
I've
good.
Got a week's subscription or a week's supply of food. You go and pick it up and you plough through it. And then if you like it.
You plough through it.
Hmm?
You plough through the food, do you?
You plough through the weeks. You get 7 meals for 7 days.
Right, and you just plough through it. You don't.
And it says this is our FAQ.
Frequently asked questions.
No.
Oh.
You don't know what FAQ
means.
No,
I said frequently asked questions.
Well, that's what FAQs is.
No, that's not bad. FAQ means that's a government term. Means fair, average, quality.
But not in that instance, it doesn't. It means frequently asked questions.
It is. That is correct. In that context, it does. But that has.
He's right. Say it.
No, hang on. That is.
Say
been,
it. He was right.
No, that has been. That has been bastardized, if you like. That is a generic term. FAQ means fair, average, quality.
Okay, but
that is
instance,
a government term. So that's like LOL.
And by the way, we're not being paid by this company.
What's LOL mean?
Laugh out loud.
Or lots of love. Yeah. See, there you are.
What?
It's laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud or lots of love. It just depends. But FAQ is the proper term for a government quality control product. Like I cook food.
I can't believe your friend Nola had listened to this shit.
GFY?
Hasn't she got a life?
Do you know why she listens to it, Don? You'll be disappointed that you asked that question.
Why?
She can't believe that you're such a fucking stupid. She cannot believe that someone who I frequent most of my life with can't believe how fucking stupid you are. That's why. So I'm
That's
probably,
not true, Don.
No,
don't.
Nola,
you're probably Nola, disappointed
Nola
she asked.
Pontificates all day thinking what a fuck with I am,
no,
does she?
That's bullshit.
No, that is bullshit.
Well, why would you bullshit?
Oh, why?
Mm.
Oh,
this is called theatre.
You've been nasty.
This is theatre.
She is bemused, a bit like the doctor. He is.
Doctor?
Oh, if you.
No, please. Doctor. Who's the doctor?
Oh, man. Seriously. How many.
Do you ever listen to this?
Listen to what?
This podcast.
Never. That is one. You know, I've listened to. Two podcasts.
It's not what I meant.
No.
And
it's not what
they were
meant.
Both, when Rex Hunt was on, I listened to it twice. I couldn't believe the first episode of
we'll
Rex Hunt.
We'll get Rex on again.
Oh, no, please.
No, don't.
It's not what we meant, Don.
No, it's not what we meant.
You don't listen to what's going on around you while you're on the show. Just,
do you know, you put, what you do is, Don, you bury your head in your pissy little notes and you just wait for either the rocket or I to stop speaking for you to bring up a topic. You listen to nothing that we say, nothing at all. And I said, Nola, Remmers, listens, Remmers. Interior designer. She listens because she is bemused at how diverse and lateral and obscure you are. That's a polite way of saying you're fucked.
So she'd get on very well with our friend in Sydney, Ben Fordham.
That's the doctor.
He's the doctor.
Oh, Don, fuck, please.
It's Ben Fordham.
The doctor.
The Dr. Fordham. He's your psychoanalyst from afar. How many times do I have to explain that to you, Don? This is why Nola and the people like her think that this is vaguely humorous, not humorous as in, oh, that's funny, ha-ha, it's funny, peculiar. You are a peculiar man, Don.
Oh, have you looked at yourself in the mirror? Eccentric.
I'm eccentric.
No, you're not eccentric.
Hey, spring has sprung. Don't you reckon? Mm-hmm. Spring has sprung.
Okay, rocket, old boy.
Yeah. Oh, why the fuck is Don dressed like that?
I'm cold.
It's warm today.
Oh, shit, not where I am.
You're like not where I am.
Well, you're sitting across the table from me and the rocket.
So?
So mention, just give us yourself a rundown on what you're wearing, just for the interior designers.
Well, this is Dr. Zhivago jacket.
Go on. It's made of shearling. That's called shearling.
That's the Dr. Zhivago jacket.
Shearling is the fabric. It's lamb's wool inside.
It's an overcoat.
There's a microphone 4 metres in front of you if you want to talk to it.
It's called shearling.
Yep, thank you.
It's lamb's wool and the other side is suede. It's been dressed up, and that's called shearling.
It's
right?
An overcoat, though, isn't it?
It's an overcoat, well, but it's made of it's shearling. It's lamb's wool.
And then you've got the Carnaby, not Carnaby, what's that design?
Burberry.
Burberry.
Thank you, Rocket. Burberry. You got a Burberry scarf on, is that real?
Yes.
Bullshit.
Oh, fuck.
A Burberry scarf would cost you $800. You didn't buy that. Who? Someone gave you that, did they?
You can get it from China for $8.
I'm just saying, that Rocket, listen to me. I said, is that real?
Actually, I have a Burberry and I made a decision. I've got two of them. I don't like the Burberry one that I've got because it's not distinct in the colour.
It's not outrageous enough, so you're not noticed.
The colours kind of blend a little bit more.
You're a chameleon, Don. A chameleon.
That's easy for you to say.
What?
That's easy for you to say. Chameleon, you idiot.
What did I say?
Chameleon.
He said, that's easy for you to say. I said, that you're a chameleon. He said, that's easy for you to say. I said, what is it? He said, it's chameleon.
Chameleon. You said chameleon.
Well, that's how I pronounce it. Chameleon.
That's
chameleon.
It. That's it.
Well, what's the difference between chameleon and chameleon?
A vowel. I-N-E.
Oh, please. I can't believe you two.
Go on,
Don. Anyway, finish,
Don. So you got a Burberry...
You got a lamb on your back, a rabbit on your head.
You got a fake Burberry scarf on.
Oh, jeez.
You got a... What do you got on top of your head? A R.G. Williams?
No, it's not. It's a Brixton.
Is that rabbit?
Brixton. Well, they're all rabbit. It's felt.
It's a hat.
Right.
It's a cowboy's hat.
No, it's not.
What
is
it? Well, drover's hat.
It's a fedora. Fedora.
Yeah, it's a fedora hat. That's the style of it. But what is it? A cowboy hat?
No, it's a fedora.
And what shoes?
It looks like one that you'd wear to the sales.
What?
You'd wear that to the sales.
What sales?
The yearling sales.
What sales? The sales at Myers. What do you mean, what sales?
Oh, God. Well,
what do you think if you've got a cowboy hat
Forges.
On? And you've got...
RMs. Do you know these
Moleskins?
RMs.
Moleskins.
Will you shut up? These RMs are 40 years old.
So they'll come back in fashion, won't
they? No, they won't. It just goes to show if you buy, they cost a lot of money. And if you buy quality, it lasts.
How about the boots?
Yeah, they're the RMs.
No, I'm talking about your pants.
Well, they're 15. Now, do you know why they're moleskin? They're 15-ounce cloth. Do you know why they're 15-ounce cloth? So the snakes don't bite you when you walk through the bush.
True.
That's what the old stockman said. when they were made initially. 15 ounce, not 14 ounce.
So that'll fend off a tiger.
Sorry?
That'll fend off a tiger snake.
Well, I reckon. I'd hate to try it out.
Let's try it out, Don. We'll take you out in the long grass.
They reckon that a snake can't go through the 15 ounce dinner.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that'd be right. Okay. I tell you what, the interior designer will be fascinated by this.
What was her name again? Nola.
Don't mention her name anymore. I've probably gone too far with that, Nola Remmers. So don't mention her name. Design, Nola Remmers design.
By the way, and we're not getting any money from her either. We've plugged a few brands today.
How's the coffee going up? Now, what's Mick Sheehan's son's, Eamon's, coffee shop called in Bridge Road?
Larry Dooley's.
We've been trying to give it publicity, but I can never remember its name. Larry?
Dooley.
Is that like...
Smack in the head.
Larry Do? Everything's Larry Do? Is that what that means?
No, Larry Dooley's a smack in the head. I'll give you a Larry Dooley.
I'll give you a Larry. Why'd they change it from horse to water?
Because he's now doing burgers and he's got a grill going as well.
And?
Well, just it sounds a bit more like a grill bar, I guess.
What, Larry Dooley sounds like a grill bar?
Anyway, you know the coffee's good. The grills are great.
Well, somebody went around there, rang me up and said the coffee's no good.
Oh, Don, please.
You're unbelievable, you are.
Don. Well, do you want...
You just cannot have a say a good word about anything or anyone, can
yeah,
you?
That, I am...
That is a disgrace.
Jeez, I tell you what, honesty gets you into trouble. Well, I am John, telling diplomacy. You somebody...
It's how not about your honesty. What? You know the coffee's good. You've been there.
How about you be diplomatic, Don? If you didn't like the coffee, say, I've been to Larry Dooley's and I'm inviting people to
has,
go there.
And he thinks the coffee's great, I remember.
Okay, but I think
go
it's
on
all...
Go what you say.
Will you shut up? I said it's all right. And this other person went there and said, I went on your recommendation, listen to the podcast, and I didn't think the coffee's
good.
And
do you know who said that?
Really?
Do you know who said that?
I've never heard anyone say that.
Do you know?
Okay, well, this is one person. And I like the coffee.
Do you know who said that?
No.
The person who owns the coffee shop across the road said that. That's just...
That's the Epworth Hospital. Hudson's.
Don, we're trying to give Larry Dooley's saying, if you listen to the podcast, go in... and get a coffee, and you
this
say someone said the coffee's no good. You are, seriously, Don, you have no idea how to play the game, do you? No, you don't. Honesty, you don't have to be honest every second of your life. Be diplomatic occasionally.
That's not honest anyway, because he thinks the coffee's great.
No, he said someone went in there.
Don't repeat that crap.
That's what I'm saying, Rocket. Oh. We are in vehement agreement here. Don... No, see, this is why...
I said it's all right, the coffee's all right, but this
And why did you have to say the other?
Because it's all very
what?
Well plugging it.
Yeah, we're plugging it. We're saying go down to Larry... What's it?
Dooley's, Larry Dooley.
Larry Dooley, horse to water. Knee, that means formally. Knee, horse to water. Larry Dooley's, the coffee is... Fucking fantastic, Don. They get the best beans from Brazil. They get the they sort. I've seen Eamon out the back sorting through quality beans, and he only selects the good ones.
You know, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, is this in America US? Or here in
Footscray? There's a coffee roaster who has coffee beans that are only been shit by a cat. Shit out, you know.
Nah, wait, Brazil or
they cover Brazil, but they sold. There's a Brooklyn coffee shop that's all they.
Okay, but they do the same in Bali.
Okay,
I've had that coffee in Bali. The animal eats the coffee beans, shits them out, and then they go and now it's up in the hills there in Bali.
Now I'm sorry, you've lost me both. Just do that again, please.
Well, an animal eats the coffee beans.
In this case, it's a cat in Brooklyn.
Eats a coffee. What it must be a little thing.
Coffee
bean. And then it shits out.
And they collect the shit.
No, the pip that comes out, the coffee bean comes out.
It comes out its ass.
As a fruit. So this particular animal in Bali, a possum type animal, eats the berry or and then shits out the coffee bean. They go around and pick up the coffee bean and they grind it up and you drink it.
So are you saying if I went to Bali when I'm available to go, wherever that might be, and I go there and a rat shits out...
Not a rat, it's an animal up in the hills,
it's
like
the
a
only
possum.
Animal they've got in Bali are rats, aren't they?
No, if you get up in the hills.
They've got mangy dogs.
Rat, hill rats, they're called. So if a rat shits out a coffee bean in Bali and I go and order ask
it's for a delicacy. It's very rare.
It would be a delicacy eating rat shit.
No, it's the bean.
It's cat shit in Brooklyn.
See?
Oh, you're making this up.
Oh, okay.
They get the cat to sit above the perch.
All you do is, if you went to Bali, you sit in your bloody hotel room all day or go down to the pool, sun yourself. You wouldn't get out and have a look around and what's going on.
I'd go down and have some rat shit coffee.
No, you
don't
wouldn't.
Worry about that, Dot, if it's a delicacy.
Just to be clear, Larry Dooley's coffee is the best in Richmond. Everyone thinks it.
So that's why there's a whole lot of rats at the back of Eamon's.
Larry Dooley's,
because
he's collecting the crap
out of the rats, and that's why the coffee is good. That's why it's infested with
rats.
Unlike
Don's mate, who's used to international roast. Couldn't understand why. This has got too much flavour.
Now, Don.
Hey, what about animals? Don, what did you think about the horse getting knocked out?
Oh. Where?
In Sydney, the Sydney riots. The protests on the weekend.
I only saw the photograph, and I thought the man just put his hand up to do it.
Of course he did. He did not punch the horse.
I tell you what.
I'm a horse. I'm an animal lover, as are you. There's no way that bloke
punched. I've broken my hand on the horse's head.
Oh, well,
what's
point.
That, Don?
I've no, broken my hand on don't. The horse's head.
Oh, was that after it missed one of the jumps while I was broadcasting
it was
that day?
Rearing, you know, up on two legs.
Yeah, I know what rearing means.
So to stop a horse from rearing, you hit it between the ears while it's up in the air. Well, you do.
Oh, so it's standing on its
you
hind legs.
You broke your hand doing it.
Yeah, because it's got a bone between its two ears. If you run,
it's called its skull.
It's not. Well, it's a concave or convex bone, which is really hard. And I've come down crunch with the fist in between. Oh,
so Don,
shit, I came
so
off
the horse
than the
is
horse.
Rearing up on its hind legs,
yes.
So it'd be standing 8 foot tall, and you
That's
reached
right.
up and punched it
you
behind the
you
head.
Hi-ho, silver.
Hi-ho, silver.
And you go straight between the ears. You know what the old men used to do?
Kick him in the nuts.
No, they'd get a bottle of water.
Oh, no.
And when the horse would rear, they'd hit it with a bottle of water, think it's bleeding, and it'd stop it from rearing.
Oh, fantastic, Don.
What?
This is...
You want to know some of the tricks with horses,
Don. You're worse than those dodgy trainers that are in front of court at the moment, the ones that use the cattle prods.
Yeah,
no, I'm not into that.
No, you give me... Oh,
no.
You got a more...
Well, you mate, tell me how
I
else...
I think you've concussed them and made them...
You tell me how else you make an animal work.
What's that, Don? So, tell me how what?
How do you stop a horse from rearing?
Well, by speaking to it and becoming a horse whisperer. Rather than belting it with a bottle across the back of its head.
What would you say?
Settle down, Dobbin. Come here, Bumbley. Here, have a carrot. And whisper to it and just get and let it nuzzle you, Don, rather than getting a bottle and smacking it over the back of the fucking head with it.
What did you call it?
Dobbin.
My grandfather, I'll give you something. Now, Dobbin. My grandfather had horses and he used to work them for a job, and he used to snig logs out of the swamp.
He used to what?
Snig logs. They'd go in and pull the logs out, put a chain around, the horse would pull the log out. Snig log. Anyway, there was a mongrel horse, no one could handle it. And what he did was get its ear, bend it over, tie it down, and that horse worked all day for him.
Why?
Because it was fearful that it would get a
snack in
the head.
When you grab a horse by the ear, it's very sensitive. You can twitch it and kind of get control of it. But he actually just bent the ear over, tied it down so the horse did not play around and so he could control it. Nobody thought of it.
Look,
so it's just many ways of controlling an animal.
Is that like when they pull their tongue out of their mouth when they race?
Well, they're putting a tongue tie on it when
what
they pull
that,
the tongue
what's that
out.
For?
Well, the horse gets its tongue over the bit and then it is uncontrollable, so the bit is then under the tongue.
Don,
it's not over the tongue.
Taught me something today, Don. I've never heard the word snig. I've looked it up. I thought, no, you've said that incorrectly. Snig, to drag a log.
Exactly what he said. Why do we need to be told again?
Did you hear what I said? I said he's taught me something today.
Okay, he was
I
right.
Thought,
that's all you have to say.
I'm confirming he's right. I'm reading out for the listener.
You must feel better now, Don.
I'm reading out for the listener, even interior designers. What you say, Don?
I couldn't give a fuck about what you think.
Well, you've taught me something.
I shouldn't be swearing.
You've taught me something.
Did you? What about that lady that swore, got out of the car? That was fantastic.
To drag a log along the ground by a chain fastened at one end.
Yeah, so what do you say? So
well, I'd never heard the word snig, and I thought...
Yeah, but you live in your little fucking... Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Don, you've got Tourette's.
I'm sorry.
You've got Tourette's.
I apologise. You live in that little unit, you never get out, and all you go is between the unit and the factory here, look at your cars, or drive to Werribee, get fish and chips, and that's about your day.
Or get on a boat.
Oh, the boat. Go I play forgot golf. That.
Yeah. It's a pretty good week so far.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm doing a hell of a lot more than you. So far, you wander down,
how are you
shout at the horses,
he's living
come
the dream.
Back up.
How
you're
are
living
you?
In a pig, Rex Hunt reckons you're living in a pigsty.
He
your
does.
House.
Now, hang on. Talking about him, he just let himself into my house.
Well, he said the door was open.
Oh, does that mean you can be invited?
Well,
in?
You were down in the paddocks shouting at one of the horses.
I was driving. I was out.
And he said your bedroom was a disgrace. You
fancy going through someone's bedroom.
Well, he might have just been looking to see if you'd been...
Is he all right?
You've been doing any work in there, Don? Were the sheets or... He said you could stand the sheets...
The cupboards.
He said the sheets were standing up by the wall over on the side. They were that starched.
Is he all right?
It's Rex all right. I tell you what, you'd be a great couple, you two. So that was an absolute... out of context, that punch. Everyone said, oh, the man's a disgrace and he should be put in jail, an animal cruelty.
He probably should be, but not because of the horse being
no,
punched.
No, that's correct. Yeah. He was just fending the horse. Or if a big 1,000-pound animal came at you, Don, a 1,000-kilogram animal came at you, you'd fend it off, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he's been maligned for that, not for the other.
What did you think of that march? In comparison to 12 months ago, people got prosecuted for that COVID. Mm. I didn't agree with the march.
No, Daniel Andrews didn't. That was the whole point. He didn't prosecute anybody.
Well, I must have read the wrong or got the wrong news service.
No, they didn't. No, they were worried about it turning into like a... am I confusing that with the
Black
BLM?
Lives Matter?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah,
sorry. Hang on. Yeah, no, I was talking I'm about wrong. The COVID...
Yes.
I thought people were prosecuted.
They were.
Well, what happened 12 months ago?
The rocket was wrong.
That Black Lives Matter thing.
Yes, we've...
And nobody was prosecuted.
That's right, because they said the risk of getting COVID was far outweighed by the fact that the Black Lives Matter people, which is a domestic terror organisation...
I understand what it is. We don't have to go over it. People know. Then. You say it every... We know.
I don't say it every... when it comes up, I say it. Now, as a result, now have a listen to this. Now, I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, all right? What, are you going to interrupt me?
No.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. So as a result of Dr. John Daffy in here last week, someone said, well, my son said, why don't you go and get vaccinated? I said, right, I will.
Hang on. Let me just set the scene. When we left...
Well,
on
but
Wednesday.
He's very good at setting the scene.
No, but when we left on Wednesday, I was incredibly encouraged.
Down at the park where he walks his dogs, they say, I want to hear more of you.
They've stopped
and
listening.
And less of you two other clowns.
I've stopped listening.
Why?
Because you both just talk about the same shit every week. That's not true. They still listen. They still listen. I was kidding.
what shit
anyway,
do we talk
when
every
I left
week?
Here on Wednesday... You two were going to get your injections, right?
And
the good doctor, he's a beauty, by the way. He talks most sense on this topic than anyone. He convinced you blokes that it was like getting hit by lightning, and everybody was fine, and everybody
was
going to get their injection. Right. And then what happens? Sam has himself a nice late hour sleep, and then he wakes up, and it's like 50 first dates. He's back to ante again. Oh no, I can't get the AstraZeneca. I can't. Well, hang on, you were convinced.
You speaking about me?
Yes. You were convinced the day before that it was like getting struck by lightning, so you said you'd go and get it. This was like when we got Rob Jell in to talk about global warming.
Have a listen to this.
Oh, because it just annoys me,
this. He's
gone
mad.
It annoys the shit out of me.
Hang on. Do you want to put your case forward or will I go first?
No, listen to the rocket make up a completely fabricated story about what my...
You were never going to get Pfizer. You were going to get AstraZeneca. He told
no,
you.
No, I wanted...
never going to get AstraZeneca.
He explained to you both that there wasn't any available.
Oh, and did you realise that the next day, okay, I rang up. I don't know what you did.
You just fabricated that whole
exactly.
story then.
As a result of our doctor thing, whatever, I thought, okay, I've got to revisit this. So I did ring.
Yes.
You were going to go with him there just and then.
I rang down where I live at Mornington.
Yes.
There was I got a recorded message, and I just thought, what the hell is going on? This is just too complicated. This, you know, why haven't I got a person on the end of the phone to book in? But there was this whole procedure. I put the phone down, went for about 2 minutes. I thought, bugger this. And then they informed me I wanted Pfizer. And they told me, no, you can't.
So John then spent an hour explaining it to you.
Hang on. Then I've got friends in the medical profession. I rang them up. I said, listen, I will get the injection now. I want Pfizer. Sorry, can't give it to you. Why not?
Because you're
not, allowed to. Who won't give you? Oh, the government.
What do you look like that
That's
for,
what John
Robert?
Explained to us
well,
last week.
John didn't explain that at all. John didn't explain that at all. Not
that was
the
whole thing about the lightning. No, the lightning analogy,
mate. I don't care if he said about the lightning. We went through in our interview with the doctor last week about
and we
all
had a conversation
the
off air straight after it. It's
all the conspiracy theories and the chat about the AstraZeneca vaccine and how there were complications with it, whether they be right
Two
or wrong.
Two people died last week because of it.
They had convinced me that I don't want the AstraZeneca, but I want to get vaccinated with the Pfizer. So I went down off the street to a community health centre, and the very charming woman came out and said, have you got an appointment? I said, no. She said, thank you for coming. Just stand in line here. There were four people in line. And she went right through, have you been overseas? Have you had a cough? Have you been in a red zone? I said, no. She said, you are eligible. Thank you very much. I said, is this a Pfizer outlet? She said, yes, we only do Pfizer. I said, good. She said, incidentally, how old are you? I said, I'm born in 1945. She said, you're what? I said, I'm 75. She said,
she didn't believe you're 75.
No, I could have got away with saying I was under 60.
Yeah, I know.
She said,
because you look good.
You look
No, 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 you she do, said seriously.
That, yeah, no, she said,
I reckon you look
60.
About 50.
I said,
turn it up.
He does. He looks fantastic.
Yeah, thank
doesn't
you.
Doesn't look 50.
He does. He Anyhow, does. He's changed his whole face.
The woman said, you are a very good looking man. Are you sure you're over 60? I said, anyhow, I'm making that up.
Did you tell her you're on the prowl?
So what's that, Don?
Did you tell her you're on the prowl?
What, to the lass who was chatting about my getting up for COVID vaccine? Probably the inappropriate time to try
Did
and
you
chat
say
her
that
up, Don.
Lass or lasso?
Did you tell that to Lola?
Nola, you fuckwit. Now, so anyhow, I'm finishing this. So she said, you can't have the Pfizer. I said, why not? She said, you're over 60. I said, what's that mean? She said, well, there's not enough of them. I said, there's not enough of them? I said, because I'm over 60, I get pushed down the back of the bus because they reckon, I suppose, theoretically, half your life and most of your life's over, and we're only giving it to people who might populate.
No, because John explained it. You're less likely to clot. He did.
No, that's...
I rang a doctor and I got the same answer. The doctor said, no, sorry, I can't give you the Pfizer. You're over 60.
I don't...
Yeah, John said all that because you guys don't clot.
that's not right. I'm not saying the
it's on tape.
I'm not
Go back and listen
no,
to
no,
it.
No, I'm not saying any. Oh, he did say that. I'm not saying anything the doctor said is not right, because I just am not confident with the AstraZeneca.
At no stage did we say last week, either on air or with a conversation we had immediately off air, that you guys could go and get Pfizer. It was never said.
But
you were going down to get it done.
I was going down.
You both were. I was going down
to get vaccinated, and I thought I will go and get the injection of my choice, which is Pfizer. But I'm not allowed to, because the only reason is because there's not enough of them, and they allocate them to those people who they think are in a younger age bracket and will probably stay on the planet a little longer than us.
How did we get through tuberculosis?
Moving right along, Rocket, or AIDS, or meningitis, or guitar,
measles,
or diphtheria,
smallpox, all
or,
that.
Yeah,
through
that,
vaccine.
Yeah. I said I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Oh,
I've been
you
down.
You've done everything you can to avoid it.
Do you know?
Don't just make stupid statements off the top of your head. I've been down to get a vaccine.
And I would have given it to you.
I want the vaccine of my choice. There's Johnson & Johnson, there's Moderna.
We don't have either of those.
There's Johnson & Johnson, there's Moderna, there's Pfizer, and there's AstraZeneca. I want the one, there's two available in Australia, I want the Pfizer. And I don't, there is so much chat about the AstraZeneca. What?
You want to be difficult.
No. Well, oh, geez, I want to live.
70% of the...
You're on blood thinners. You're not going to clot.
60% of the population is getting Pfizer. Why can't I?
Because we don't have enough.
Do that's you, it. So that's you know my that, point. There's
and
nothing
young
to
people
do with
will clot.
Blood clots. Bullshit.
Hey, boys.
Young people.
I got a call from one from England and one from Israel during the week. This must be getting... It is getting publicity overseas in England and Israel. And both of them were critical of the way Australia's handling this.
Oh, in fact, really?
Well, in fact, one of them said, we are worse than a third or fourth world country.
Of course we are.
The way we're doing this...
People will find excuses not to get it... vaccinated doesn't help, though.
But it's getting publicity overseas.
Just a minute. What did you say then?
People finding excuses not to get vaccinated doesn't help.
I'm not finding an excuse. I went down with the view to having a vaccination for the COVID pandemic.
True,
I could not get the vaccination I wanted because I'm not confident with the AstraZeneca.
I'm calling you Drew Barrymore now.
Do you know in Israel they are developing an oral vaccination, one that you put under your tongue? They're developing one.
They're so pretty much vaccinated, aren't they?
Well, they're using Pfizer and their own... own vaccine that they've come up with, and they think they've got it under control. Control. They're still getting cases, but they are now looking at a vaccine that they can put under your tongue, an oral vaccine.
So, the editor of the Daily Mirror watched.
Oh, geez, that got a lot of.
Now, this is to your point, Don. I watched the editor of the Daily Mirror, Barclay Crawford, saying in a clandestine taped meeting where he was briefing his reporters, he said, call out the anti-vax weirdos. He said, call out the anti-vax weirdos. And he said, and rubbish every time they bring up a problem about AstraZeneca, rubbish them and say they're misguided and stupid. That's what he said to his reporters. So now you can't read the news. If there's any problem with anything to do with the vaccination that doesn't go the way they want it to go, you are a conspiracy theorist or you're a weirdo. This is the editor of the Daily Mirror, Barclay Crawford, telling his staff to write it up and don't give any credence to people who have problems about vaccination products.
You don't find anti-vaxxers to be weirdos?
Well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
I know that.
I went down to get
one.
But
don't you think that the anti-vaxxers are a bit weird?
No, not at all. I respect what they want. That's their own decision. If they want to do that, that's their own thing. As long as they don't become contagious and spread the
incidentally, Don, it says the report, he said, men and women, why are men and women the only people getting the coronavirus vaccination? What about the other 70 genders? Why haven't they included them? Men
this
and women.
Ridiculous.
There are
right.
Cisgender.
Yeah, right.
Gender variant.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
Not getting vaccinated.
Neutron. No, he said there's only men and women getting vaccinated.
Who said that?
Where about the other 58 or 70 genders that we've identified? What?
You're being stupid.
Well, so you're conceding there's only men and women on the planet, aren't
you? No, I'm not. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know who's saying this.
Well, are they just saying there's only men and women getting coronavirus?
Who's they?
Well, anyone. Anyone who says there's only men and women getting it. What about they've left out all the other people?
Do you know that if you want to go away and the borders are being lifted, that the people in Queensland are capitalising? The rates to rent a unit for a week prior to COVID.
Speaking very slowly, Don.
Well, I'm just trying to make a point.
What, are you going
to say? Prior to COVID, bookings were done at, I think it was about $1,200 to $1,200 a week for a unit. The same unit now, if you ring up, is $4,000 a week.
Supply and demand.
Exactly right, because everybody's wanting to get away.
Works.
And it's just like the petrol prices. I don't know if you realise today.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
I went to fill up yesterday. It was $1.99. It was $2
saying.
A gallon. And around the corner, it was $1.59.
Well, it was down. Well,
$1.59 to the fuel I use. Mm. Seriously, Don, this is price gouging. Don, And I'm with you about the high prices. I don't think I wasn't listening to what you said then. So can you believe...
No, it's people being opportunistic.
That's it.
And taking advantage of a situation.
Yep, never let a crisis go to waste, Don. Now, Don, the Premier, Daniel Andrews, said he couldn't understand why people were protesting. Could you believe... Now, here is ostensibly a reasonably partially educated man... Can't understand why the general population are protesting about his government's handling of actually everything in this state, let alone the coronavirus. He criticises and bags the New South Wales Premier, who I think have had that state have had three deaths from coronavirus, unlike the 900 we've had here. If you want to take with any credible information that this government gives, look no further than iCook Foods. They are the most corrupt, dishonest, unworthy and disgraceful administration ever to run a organisation. Current government in this state ran iCook Foods out of business. I don't know how that's going.
How's it going?
I don't know how it's
because
going.
Because the other part I was interested
but
in
they're
is
they're hoping it'll go away.
Yes, but what about Shane Patton? Has he been closed down again? Now, he's the Chief Commissioner of Police.
He is.
He avoided the question in the inquiry last year, as it did a lot of other government officials, avoided the question. And... has he been stopped? Because he said he was going to conduct an investigation into iCook Foods. Now, that was 12 weeks ago. Yeah. What has happened? Are they just stalling so they hope it goes away?
When you have an inquiry, I think it was the Coates inquiry, and have the Premier and his other members, cabinet members, stand up and get asked questions and they say, I can't remember. What did you do that? I can't remember. When they use I can't remember as a defence, seriously, how they stay credible, well, they're not credible, they are a disgrace for a whole lot of reasons.
But why aren't
the
Liberal Party? You're only as good as your opposition.
Well, how about your girlfriend?
Well, she got up in Parliament, but why aren't they, or why isn't she following her through? Are they in recess?
I noticed she didn't say what girlfriend.
Oh, I know. I just let it go through to the keeper. Your stupidity.
Does she live in Toorak?
Sorry?
I'm confused.
Yeah, does she?
I don't know where she lives. Where does she live?
You well, know where she lives.
How many birds
you
got?
I don't. Yeah, who are you talking about?
The woman that came in here.
Georgie Crozier.
Yes.
Yes, I don't know. How would I know where she... She comes from Coleraine.
You know she lives in Coleraine.
No, she came from there, born, Casterton or somewhere. Anyway, she's a girl from the country. But she got up, she said, that's why she came in here and brought it up in Parliament, the Legislative Council. Why aren't they following it through, the Liberal Party? Why aren't they putting the pressure on? Is the government in recess at the moment?
We do this every week. Why don't they, Don? So have a listen to this. Schoolboys now are being, this is by some agitators, schoolboys now are being encouraged to paint their nails, their fingernails and toenails, paint them red or paint them like women do, to, wait for this, to remind them of their masculinity. Can you believe that? There's some groups advising young boys to paint their nails to remind them of their masculinity. I would say that if you want to be reminded of your masculinity, put your hand on your dick and pull that. That would give you a fair indication of what gender you are, wouldn't it?
Did you just say that?
What?
Did you just say that?
This is a group of people...
I was thinking it, but I thought surely he won't say something like that.
This is a group of people that said paint your
nails... Walk around with your dick out.
No, just put your hand on it. Oh, paint your nails red just to remind yourself of your own masculinity.
You're sitting on the train with your hand on your todge, you'll get arrested.
Incidentally, the man that we said masturbated at the...
he got off.
He got off.
Literally.
He not only did he get it off, he pulled the top off it on the tram. There was DNA of his
he boiled
sperm
the milk,
on
did he?
People's clothing and he got off. He could have spread COVID through his jizz. He could have spread COVID, Don. and we're being locked up only two in an elevator when you get to a building and this man's jizzing over people and he got off.
Why did he get off on a technicality?
What would that be?
He didn't mean to come.
He went.
He didn't.
It is it's seriously unbelievable.
Hey, what about those guys getting a $200 fine for bringing the COVID down to Victoria?
That's right. The $200.
The removalists.
But their mum died.
That's
sad that their mother died. But remember, the woman wanted to go to the
funeral. I think they've learned their lesson.
No, was it their mother that died or the mother of the men that went to Orange?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought it was them.
You're just making it up, Rocky.
I did. I thought it was them.
A friend of ours...
Well, if their mum didn't die, they should have got a bigger fine.
A friend of ours who is moving had removalists come in. Ethnic removalists. Well, I'm going to be blunt because...
Ethnic removalists.
Now, listen. They had the face mask on, our friend, and they came out without a face mask. They were asked to put a face mask on, which they refused to do.
Hang on, are we talking now about the people that came down and didn't get fined, or the people that your friend...
No, this is a different group altogether. Okay. Another removal.
Did you mention that they are ethnic for a reason, or are you just that gratuitous... Yes. A gratuitous aside to someone from another country.
Well, we can't get Australians to work, so these chaps do this type of work. Now, they refused, when they were asked to put the mask on, they wouldn't. Okay, so they've done their job for the day. Another group came the next day to pick up the remainder part of the furniture, walked in with masks on. Our acquaintance had their mask on, and they then proceeded in dialogue and... said, do you mind, what do you wish us to do? Do you leave a mask on or take it off? Our friend said, I would prefer you to leave it on. They said, we would prefer to take it off because we've got to work. And so they took their mask off.
Go on, speak on.
Sorry, Noel, I'm just doing a podcast.
Is that Nola?
No, a man.
A man.
Named Noel.
Oh.
It couldn't be two Nolas.
Oh. Nola Rimmers.
Hey, listen. How much concentration do you have, Don? I had to take a phone call.
What if Don did that?
Because I was taking a phone call.
If Don took a call would be read the riot act.
I was taking a phone call for something to mention on the podcast.
Bullshit.
I was. What? Not that quick thing.
You'd make a good politician.
Don, you'd make a shit-ass politician. I know, because it takes so long to bumble around.
Bullshit, I'd tell it as it is. You would bullshit.
Just show some respect, mate. The golden rule.
We've just had a golden shower out here. It's pissing down. Now, Don. Sorry, that's gratuitously.
Tell us what.
Hang on, finish the story about the removalists.
Yeah, the removalists.
Okay, well, they then said, well, we would prefer to work without the masks
on.
Our friend said, no, I am wearing a mask, I prefer you. And they didn't listen, so they worked without masks. So
they're breathing and heaving
exactly
all over everything.
Exactly right. So they're not adhering, and they talk about permits and all the rest of it, they're not adhering to work safe practices. So it's going on in the community all the time.
So let me...
Yeah, thanks, Don.
No, Don, every time I respond, this is to your point. So this is why this government is just dishonest. And this is why, remember when I stood on the steps
Burning
of Parliament
deck.
House about the golf, and they said I was a health hazard? This is an official statistic. There's not one single case, of outdoor transmission that has been contracted, the coronavirus. Not one single case has been transmitted outdoors. That's when they said, remember, you couldn't play golf because it was a health hazard. That is an absolute lie, and that is why they're corrupt. They just make it up as they go. And I think Brett Sutton said that it was a health hazard. This is Brett Sutton is the man who allegedly, closed down iCook Foods because he didn't read the information about the slug being planted, just closed them down summarily so that Community Chef could take over the government-run food processing plant. You've got to just see how what's happening in this state, just to see how corrupt and dishonest it is. It's frightening. Not one case has been contracted or transmitted COVID outdoors. So when they say you can't go and play golf or tennis or anything else, it's a complete furphy. It is just grist for the mill, Donald. Grist for the mill, if you know what that means. Do you know what that means? Now, I know I'm going to get this out before I mention his name. There are record crowds being gathered in America, not for entertainers, not for people, showbiz or anything. Record crowds are now gathering, and there's queues around the block for Donald Trump's rallies. He's up and about back, and they are shit scared in America. They are so fearful that this man's going to make a comeback. He's doing rallies, and they are selling out stadiums, and there's queues around the block because people have had a gutful of the demented man who is ostensibly running that country, the absolutely the fragile man who is demented, and that's Joe Biden. He is a disgrace. And how they let him get away with it, and how the world views America with that man who's got dementia is extraordinary. He is a bumbling fool. And we should all be worried that ostensibly the greatest nation in the world is being run by a clown.
But the bureaucrats.
Written and authorised by John William Noel.
Yeah, that is
not
it.
Not necessarily the, not the opinions of the rest of the team.
Not necessarily at all.
In fact,
I only
so the bureaucrats wouldn't be making the decisions behind the scenes.
Hmm?
The bureaucrats would not be making the decisions behind the screen.
More information, please.
Well, with regard to Biden. Now, people behind Biden would be making the decisions.
Of course they are. Of course, he's
so what's it got to do with Biden?
He's the
figurehead. I realise that, but the decisions are being made for him.
That's exactly my point. They stump him out. There, he's senile. He can't string more than five words together unless he reads it. He is a bumbling
and
clown.
Can I ask you another question? Fancy how long before? How long before he is up for re-election?
Well, he's only just been re-elected.
That's right. So how long?
The midterm elections are next year, midterm.
Yes, three more years.
Yeah.
Three more years. So Trump can challenge in 3 years' time.
The midterm elections, yes. But the midterm elections to see if they control Congress or the House of Representatives, they come up again next year. And then that's the two-year cycle in between. It's 2 years.
So that's when Trump can challenge in 2 years'
no,
time.
No, he can't. No. The members of they can...
Nick, he's starting to... Yeah, it starts in 2 years' time.
Yes, he's doing it now. He is having record crowds. People have
I
had
understand,
a gutful...
I understand, but when is it going to bear fruit for Trump if he's going to make a challenge? When will he... If he does win, when will he come back
in... As Rocket said, in four, 3 years. Four
years. 3 years' time.
Yes.
Do you think he might run out of gas?
He might. He may well do. But
he won't get pre-selection this time around. I don't care what Sam says. He lost. He's a one-term president. He won't get back up.
He didn't lose for a start. He was rorted out of it. It was the most contrived, fraudulent election ever. And that's why the people are just railing up against... they've had a million people come across the border, open borders. They're trying to change the demographic of that country so that they'll never vote for a Republican again. Not that I'm a Republican necessarily. I'm a great Trump fan. Did great work
really?
For that country.
You're into Trump, eh?
Love him. So, Don, so there we are. So have you got anything else? How long have we been doing this? Have we got some sport
We're pretty much done.
Have we got some sport to speak about, haven't we? I'm still hoping to... All right, I'll get the music.
What were you going to say then, though?
I'm still hoping that I can go and get vaccinated. I've asked... you'd like this. I rang my doctor up.
I'll tell you if I like it.
I won't mention his name because he's a very good man.
Is that the guy I just run?
Well, why are you keeping his name in?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody else, you can't... You just can't wait to release. Why are you keeping his name
in? Frank Swanson.
Good on you, Frank.
He's not.
Is he?
Well, that'll do. Frank Swanson. I rang my doctor up. I said...
Frank.
Francis.
Francis. G'day, Francis.
It's not.
I've just made that up.
You're a bastard.
Oh, I'm a bastard. So I rang Frank up and I said, Frank, can you get the Pfizer vaccination for me and inject me? And he said, no. I said, why not? He said, it's against the law. I said, what would happen if you gave me a Pfizer injection? He said, I'd probably lose my license because... I said, you'd lose your license, would you? He said, yes, I probably would, because the government have decided that only people under 60 and under over 40...
We spent an hour explaining this to you last week. We've spent 25 minutes doing it today. Let's move on.
Well, you've accused me of being an anti-vaxxer. I'm dead keen on getting...
It's your ego. You found a way to get out of it. You found a way to get out of it, and then you have, haven't you? You've taken it.
Jeez, I haven't. I'm going to...
Seriously, turn your phone off. Enough. You've been told.
What do you mean? Why are you sending me emails? Why are you sending me fucking emails?
Oh, that was an accident.
You dumbass. Yeah, so I thought you wanted me to mention something because you've sent me a text and you said, oh, it's a mistake. I thought, and then you say...
Press the button.
Right, now hang on. I've got to get the music done or else you can...
Sing that song.
Go on. They're Masters
I
Apprentices.
I only know one or two lines
of it. Well, just do it.
It's not called Undecided.
No,
Be what you want to be. Yeah, that's the only...
Masters Apprentices. Sing it again.
Do what you
want to be. Hey, this is Undecided. This is the song Undecided by Ray Anthony. This is Undecided.
Oh, no.
Listen.
That's the wrong one.
That's Undecided.
Masters Apprentice got a version of that.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da